get your left up," Liam O'Connell warned with a smirk on his face as he delivered a 1-2 combination that had damn near broken my jaw the first time we sparred like this. I wasn't a fan of facial bruises. They were too hard to disguise for formal events, and they pissed my father off. The latter was fine, but the former could cost me. Still, I got my left up and not only blocked both hits, but pivoted, rolling along his arm the way he'd done to me so many damn times. I got one punch toward his kidneys, but he was too fast for the second. Laughter exploded out of him as he half-danced, half-bounced away from me, gloved hands in the air. "It's about fucking time." Panting, I glared at him and the open grin on his face. We were both sweating, but where I felt like I was constantly on the run, Liam didn't chase me. It was like he knew I'd have to come at him. "Nice move," he said. The ease of that compliment seemed to cost him nothing. Then why should it? The wealth and affluence of his adopted parents aside, Liam seemed far more comfortable in the streets. He loved the fights. He didn't even seem to care about the whys behind the fights. Frankly, I was more likely to let him have them. When the king contacted us about assignments or warnings to be meted out, it was the one area where Liam rarely asked any questions. Then again, most of his opponents were grown men and capable of wading into the fight, even if he left them hopelessly outclassed. "Thanks," I said, still panting, then spit out my mouth guard. We wore them more to keep from cutting the inside of our mouths or maybe losing a tooth. The bruise on my jaw promised me that it had only helped some. I'm never going to win one of these, am I? That cost me some to admit. We were roughly the same age. He didn't outweigh me anymore, even if there were times I was convinced he'd been working out by bench-pressing a car. Still, it didn't seem to change the results. I'd worked with any number of trainers over the years, but I learned more from him in our random spars than I ever did in those rings. "Depends on how much you want it," Liam told me, after spitting out his mouth guard. He moved over to the side of the ring where we left our water bottles. I followed, stripping off one glove so I could crack the bottle open. I gave him a moment to drink, then drained a good third of my bottle before I focused on him. How much I want it? I challenged that assertion. I sure as shit don't want you to kick my ass so easily. "It's not that easy," he said, ducking under the ropes to sit on the edge. The interior of the gym was warm and humid, even if most of the lights were off. The ancient air conditioning couldn't keep up. We rented the space and shut it down so we could work out here when we wanted. Not that he was around as often. Instead of coming back east for university, he'd stuck closer to Braxton Harbor. Made sense, I supposed, and the king hadn't protested. Yet. I had a feeling that was coming. We'd all been summoned to the city between semesters. New orders, I had a feeling. "My ego appreciates the attempt," I told him as I dropped to sit next to him. "But you don't have to humor me." "I'm not," Liam said. "You don't care about the best. You don't care about winning." That was bullshit. "When it comes to fighting me," I scowled. "Look, you and me, we connect in a few areas, but you don't see me as competition." I wasn't sure how to feel about being read so clearly. Liam O'Connell was not my friend, but he was my ally. "Good to know. Now, if I go after something you want or try to keep you from something you want," the corners of his mouth tilted, "you'll hit like a tank. But you won't let me see you coming." Yeah, I wasn't so sure about that. Before I could respond, the door to the gym slammed open, and the third member of our little sparring club arrived, late. He looked like shit, too. Hair askew, eyes bruised, and clearly... "Drink water," Liam said as he studied Ezra, just like I did. "I'm fine," Ezra said, jerking his shirt off with one arm and letting it land on the duffel bag he dropped. There were fresh red marks on his back, visible when he turned away. And I curled my fingers into a fist. Those weren't just fresh bruises, but distinct signs of welts. He towed off his shoes before shucking his sweatpants until he was wearing only his shorts, just like us. "Drink water," Liam repeated. "You're hungover." It was more a statement of fact than a criticism. But the raw fury on Ezra's face as he stalked forward had me bouncing off the edge to intercept. Liam rarely threw the first punch, but Ezra could bait a saint, and none of us were that. "Don't," I ordered him, one hand on his chest, and that yanked Ezra's fury from Liam to me.